Thank you, Lord, that Case is in our midst, and you have gave him your words, and will you bless him and all of us? Will you bless, Lord, this morning with your words, in Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, everybody. It is very special that I may speak a word of God to you. And the subject is death and life. Death and life. And I will tell you something. And I read for you Luke 7, verse 11 to 17. Soon afterwards, Jesus went out to a town called Nain, and his disciples and then a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Do not cry." And he went up and touched the coffin, and those carried it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." And the dead man sat up and began to talk. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were filled all with awe and praised the Lord. "And the great prophet has appeared among us," he said. "God has come to help his people." And this news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. A special story. A great crowd went to the town, and a few people went out of the town. The one group was formed by death, and the other group was formed by life. Death and life meet each other. Hope and depressings. The young man was dead. In the creation, God gave his breath to the man, but by the sin, the life was corrupted, and God said that the man should die at a point in his life. That is the cause of the sin. Death is followed through the sin. And here they meet each other, dead and sin, dead and life, meet each other in this town Nain. But Jesus, was touched in his heart. by what he saw. In his heart was turning around in his life when he meet this wife and this and her son, their dead son. We know a word that is in our midst that we will be with each other and will have compassion with each other. Compassion. We say, but we cannot have the right compassion as the Lord has. We say, I am sorry for you, or something like that. But Jesus, he feels the depressions from us in his heart. So is he. God feels it in our heart when we cry. And then he said, do not cry. Maybe many people have said it already to her, do not cry. But they could not change the things. She was a widow, and their only son is dead now. What is the future for her now? She has no future. Nobody will care for her. How shall she live? Every future is gone. And Jesus says, do not cry. You know, as the Lord says, do not cry, he has a reason to say this. Because Jesus knows the power of the Lord. He is there that he will win, will victor over the dead. And now there is a confrontation. And he said, don't cry. But because he knew that once the dead should be gone, because he should be over, be away, because he will be victorious. And he said to this dead young man, get up. He said, I say to you, get up. And the dead man sat up and began to talk. This is a wonder, a miracle. We cannot understand this. And the total crowd could not understand it. Nobody. No. Paul says to the Ephesians, we were dead, all of us, before we knew the Lord, dead in our sins. There was no future. There was no future for that widow, no future for the young man, but we all were dead before we knew the Lord because of our sins. And also, Jesus comes to us and he touched our coffin and gives life. In him is life. He was life. He is life. And he can give life to everybody. He is the good shepherd. He gives life in abundantly. This is the witness that God gives us eternal life, and that eternal life is in the Son of God, Jesus. He gives life. And when you have the Son and know the Son, you have life. But when you do not know him, you have no life. You are dead. The eternal life is not something that we will have in the future, but we will have it now, a day. All so much loves God the world that he gives life to everybody. We do know the Lord Jesus, who gives his life to him now. Eternal life is not only that we will be Alfred live in eternity, but that we will be with Jesus and know him. That is eternal life. It is not quantity, it is quality. It is quality, not quantity. And the third thing, it is not a revival of energy, but eternal life is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the life. And he will reveal himself to you as the eternal one that gives life to you now, when you come to him. Father, the hour has come, said Jesus, that the Son gives you all the power and all the might, but you gave him to the Son everything. And he can give life to everything. He will give life to everybody. For this is the eternal life that is in the Lord Jesus and in his Father, then you know him. It is a relation. It is not knowledge, but it is knowing, relation with him. I bring you in a relationship with God the Father, says Jesus. I bring you in a relation with the Father. That is it. The relation for the eternal Son with the eternal Father. You will be brought in that relation. You come in his life. You will be in his life. In his body, within him. That is abundant life, fulfilled with him. Nobody knew the Father as good as the Son. They were one. And that eternal life is such a quantity and such a quality that brings you in eternal relationship with the Father. Everything that God gives you, I gave you. Everything that the God, my Father, will give to you, I gave you. And more. I am the door, the port, where you can come in that life through me. And that is the gift that he will give us. Eternal life, eternal relationship with the Almighty when you know him. I am touched. I will be emotional when I think that. that is such a great thing. I cannot understand it. It is too much that he comes with his Holy Spirit and gives us all the blessings he has in our life. He will share it with us. He gives it to us. And you can receive it. But before that could be, Jesus should give his life to be dead, but stand up out of the dead to victor the dead, so that he can give the dead back to you and make a house ready for you in the life of the Lord. The Jewish people, they did not know God as the Father, but as the Lord, as Adonai. They could not speak his name. They had not a personal relationship with the Father. That this was not possible. And therefore, but by Jesus, they learned to pray, Our Father. After that, they prayed that with the Lord, they got that relationship when they said, Our Father. They could not do this and say it before, but after that, Jesus learned it to him and gave his life, they knew it. He will be also your Father. When I go back to the Father, he will also be your Father, said Jesus. And you will be with us by the Father and the Son near him. And he is looking for you, for the people, for everybody. That is the intimacy of the Father that comes through the Holy Spirit in you. It is the eternal place that Christ gave to you. He had that place. He was the Son for eternal. Before all things were, he was there. And so you will be forever with the Father by him, in the intimacy with the Father. And therefore we may know already now. We may take it in our life, he gives us, and we may spread it out here and now on this earth. He opens the heavens for that. And he said it also. He opens the heaven and said, This is my begotten, beloved Son. And in him you can give eternal life. When we are in the house of the Father in heaven, there is nothing more that than he gives us. He has given himself to you. There is no sin. There are no things against us, nothing. All is for him and from him and through him. We can know here on earth only a little bit, but we can know it. And he will give us more and more and more for through the eternal Son. So great it is that I cannot know it, all of it, but I can know the Lord in his relation. I give you all I have, so he said. I give you my Son, the Father said, if he gave you eternal life, and you can be in that life. And we can be a witness of that every day. listen to him every day. We have his word. We can give and go his way. Ask him, lead me through my life. So also much love the God, us, God the Father, us, that he gave his only begotten Son, so that he gave us eternal life, everything that we can think, everything, through his love. And he is the answer. And he answers you when you come to him. And you will be a child. I will give you a question. You can... The Father says, I will be with you. And I will give you a challenge, come to you, give you heart to him. And for the Father will lead your life. In the Bible says, my son, give me your heart. And your heart is your life, all what you have. All the life is in your heart. He give your heart. And we can give his all to the Lord what you have been, but he will only one thing, your heart. All your doubts, all your sins, all your gladness, all your worship is for him and from him. And he wants it. And then you will feel the heart of the Lord. Always. Here on earth already. There is no more than that. No more love than that. The eternal life he will give to you in relation to you. When we die, when our body is dying, you will have life. You go to him. You move. You will move in another place, to another place. And he will also now be a part in your life and gives you this challenge. Come to me to be silence before the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. And he will bring you home. You can say to the Lord, there are things in my life that I will share with you, Lord. You can share it with your voice or with your inner voice or with your heart, in your thoughts, in your dreams. Everything you can share with him, that is the most safe place where you can be and where you can tell it. There is no safer place than the place with the Lord. And then he will build you up and give you more and more already in this life. And it will be seen. You will change. You will be a witness. That will he do with his Holy Spirit that comes in you, in the heart. With many people, it's only a small seed, but it will grow, and let it grow. Give it every day to the Lord, your life, your thoughts, your all, and he will give you fruit, and you will grow more and more, and with great pleasure he will be with you, just he was in the same way as this with Jesus. You will be it in his intimacy. He will learn you. He will educate you. Bring you up. Enoch, he was a man. He walked with the Lord. But suddenly the Lord said, come on, come to me. And he was with the Lord forever. And so we may also walk with the Lord every day. Tell him everything. Your gladness, your sorrow, your sin, your good things, your bad things, your life, your heart. Share it. And that is the challenge I will give you today. To be silent for the Lord and give him your heart. Open your heart. Say everything. Be silent. To give him the room to come to you. And he will open his heart for you, for us. And he and you will live to the honor of God. Amen. Maybe you will stand up and we will sing a song. And pray. Our Father, you are great, Lord. Nothing is greater than you. You are almighty. And oh, great is your love for us that we can give, that you will give us eternal life in your Son. With all the spiritual things you have, you will give to us. Father, you will give your intimacy here that may be with you, in your heart. We cannot find words enough, Lord, to praise you, to worship you, but we will do it. Here we are. You gave your life, Lord Jesus. And we will give it to you and worship you, Lord, our lives. We praise your name and thank you for your holy name. We thank you for the place that you gave us with you, for the relationship with you. We thank you that you are in our midst. Amen.